Trump's DOJ pressuring sanctuary cities and states to stop blocking immigration enforcement. By Warner Todd Houston on May 5, 2025. The Department of Justice, DOJ, is pressuring sanctuary cities and states to end their obstruction of federal immigration law. As the administration of President Donald Trump continues to ramp up its policy of mass deportations of criminal illegals, the DOJ is also moving to pressure sanctuary cities and deep blue Democrat states to stop their obstruction of immigration enforcement. On May 1, for instance, the DOJ filed a complaint against Illinois for encroaching on federal immigration authority. This Department of Justice is committed to protecting American workers, employers, and enforcing federal immigration law, Attorney General Pamela Bondi said in a statement. Any state that incentivizes illegal immigration and makes it harder for federal authorities to do their job will face legal consequences from this administration. The DOJ also launched a probe into Minnesota's Hennepin County Attorney's Office for its policy of taking race into consideration when striking plea deals with criminal defendants. In a letter dated May 2, Attorney General Bondi and Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division Harmeet Dhillon told Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty they will investigate if her office engaged in a pattern of practice of depriving persons of rights, privileges or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. The Soros-backed Moriarty has fostered a policy urging prosecutors to consider race when formulating plea offers, stating that racial identity should be part of the overall analysis and that prosecutors should be identifying and addressing racial disparities at decision points, as appropriate. In addition, the DOJ has also launched a lawsuit against both the city of Denver as well as the state of Colorado for interfering in federal immigration enforcement actions. The lawsuit, filed last week, points out that the United States has well-established, preeminent, and preemptive authority to regulate immigration matters. It further accuses state and city officials of violating the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution by trying to prevent federal agencies from performing their rightful duties, the Associated Press reported. The lawsuit states that sanctuary policies pushed by state and local authorities have led to the interference. Trump's DOJ also blasted Colorado for allowing members of the dangerous Venezuelan gang Trenta Aragua to take hold of an apartment complex in Aurora, a suburb of Denver. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.